Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. We have the Attorney General sitting in the studio, and he's ready to help you with any issue you have. This is like a Chaz and AJ problem solver segment. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Some tribe members have reached out to us with troubles that they've had, and you've helped one of them. You were able to get Austin from Vernon on?
Yeah, Austin from Vernon has been having trouble with his 2020 Kia Sportage.
Oh.
And as you may know, I joined with a bunch of attorneys general to call on the federal government to order a recall of Kias and Hyundais because they're very easily stolen.
Hmm.
And so from 2011 till 22, all of those models are unusually susceptible to being stolen.
Wow.
And that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And there are many more thefts of these cars because they're easy to steal. And because on YouTube, you can find videos that basically
how
teach
to do
you
it.
How, right, in 0 to 60 seconds.
And they're not 9-minute videos. They're very short.
No.
Right. Very easy to steal.
How to boost a Hyundai or a Kia.
Right.
And so I'm happy to announce, well, I'm not happy to announce, but I'm going to announce on this show that in addition to our effort with the federal government, I've now commenced a consumer protection investigation, issued subpoenas to Hyundai and Kia because they got to make this right.
Damn.
So there you have it.
Good stuff.
That was a brand new car.
All right. So here's the deal. If you have a problem with a contractor, I was just talking to a friend over the weekend. They put some money down. The person never came back, return a phone call, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or you're having problems with some kind of an issue. We don't want to use business names on the air, but if you want to call in and run it past the Attorney General, he'll grab your phone number. Rob is here with a pen and ready to go. Call us, 203-882-9757. Austin and Vernon.
Yes, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
Attorney General Austin. Austin.
Good morning,
Attorney
Austin.
General. So Austin called us a while back and had that problem. What was your problem?
So, good morning, and thank you for having me, and thank you for all you do, Attorney General. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Austin.
And what I have is the 2020 Kia Sportage, and it was susceptible, that's a good word, to having it being stolen, easily being stolen. So when I went in for an oil change, they did a software update to make it so that it was less easy for it to be stolen. And in doing that, it malfunctioned the OEM car starter that came with it, so that now it has rendered it useless, because every time I try to use the car starter, it sets the car alarm off.
Okay.
So
that's an issue. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is part and parcel of the problem with Kia and Hyundai. They know they have a problem. Then they say, it's a software patch. But then it takes forever to get the software patch. And then it's not clear that the software patch actually works or that it deters thefts. So after we heard about Austin's situation, I reached out to Kia and Hyundai. You won't be surprised that, you know, these are two of the biggest companies on earth, right? And they have tons of lawyers. And so two of their most senior and I'm sure expensive lawyers have called me back and said, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Okay. We're working on it.
Well, that's nice.
Well, yes, except, you know, time's ticking.
Like how much work?
The meter's running.
If you're working on it, how about you fix it right now?
right.
And and what I'm concerned about, though, is that they're scrambling to figure it out, and they don't have a good answer, which is even worse.
So they're on YouTube right now trying to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
How we fix this?
In 60 seconds.
Right.
So, Austin, we're all over them. They've responded. They got the message, and hopefully we'll have some more news for you.
So after I talked to a personnel in your office who were very polite and a pleasure to deal with, and they reached out to me, and I told them the whole story, and they took down notes, they reached out, and then they came back, they called me back, and they had some more questions. I did get a phone call and email from Kia of America with a lady who introduced herself and was saying, you know, that she wanted to talk to me about the issue. I reached back out to her via email, sent her a message with the information that requested the VIN number and the status of the vehicle and what was going on. But the funny part to this whole thing, it was a coworker of mine came back from an oil change from Kia, and she's like, oh, hey, I got that software upgrade that you did. I was like, oh, they shouldn't be doing that anymore because it's not right. She's like, well, I don't know. They seem pretty confident on it. I said, like, let me test it. And I used her car starter, and it started it, and then 10 seconds after the car was running, her car alarm went off. I was like, nope, they haven't fixed it yet.
Wow. Yeah. It's so interesting, though, the power when the attorney general reaches out to a company.
Yes.
It gets their attention.
Yeah. You know what?
Now, you want them to fix it, but
it shouldn't take that, though.
Right.
You know, it shouldn't take that. You know that they call back because they have lawyers, they have teams, you know, troubleshooting teams, executive level customer service people. We shouldn't have to resort to that.
No.
If somebody calls and they have a problem, and you know you have a problem, you should fix it.
I am proud to speak for a lot of local companies who do great work.
Yeah.
The Stefano Brothers, K&J,
uh-huh.
Arts Television Appliance. I mean, the list goes on and on. And those are people who built their business on doing the right thing.
Exactly, right.
Mistakes happen. But what you do after that, that's what makes you a good or bad business.
Exactly.
All right. Keep us posted, Austin. And thanks for letting us do this on the air with you.
Absolutely. And I'll probably be reaching out to the attorney general through his webpage because after seeing the results that I got from this, I feel that I'm going to see if I can inquire their help on another issue that I'm having with another company.
Oh, look at you.
He's on a roll now.
He's your personal attorney now.
Another personal attorney.
I'm going to keep this guy.
What do you do for a living? Maybe you can help me out.
I had a bad burger. Can you talk to him?
I work for a fantastic company that we do restoration. So if you guys need help, I'll be happy to,
car restorations?
Home restoration.
Oh.
If you have a lot from a fire or from a flood, sewage loss.
Or me living
like
in it.
We work for the insurance companies to bring your house back to better than before.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
All right, Austin, thank you. Good luck. Keep us posted.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Attorney General Tuong is on. We're doing a problem solver segment here. We're not really solving anything. He is, but we're getting the credit. We're going to call it Chaz and AJ Problem Solvers, and we'll just bring in the Attorney General. Well, he'll do all the work.
Right, right.
I hereby deputize the two of you.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
The last person who did that regretted it.
Now I'm a deputy!
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah!
What's okay.
AJ's going to be pulling that on, like, Saturday night when he gets pulled over.
Yeah, right. I'm a deputy. Yeah, out of the car.
Do you know who my cousins are?
Right, follow the pen.
John in Wallingford.
How you doing? I had a situation where my 20-year-old son, college student, bought a vehicle from a private seller, his own money, went out, paid like $13,500 for it.
Can you talk into the mouthpiece, please?
Yeah, kind of hard to hear.
Yep.
There you go.
Registered it, and then 6 months later, I get a notice in the mail from DMV saying I need to go through salvage inspection. Talk to DMV, and they come back and they say, well, it's a salvage title. And the title I got from the private seller was a clean title. I went back to the private seller and said, hey, I paid too much for this car, and they told me they're not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. So basically then my kid paid for a car with a clean title and got one with a bad title. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a DMV clerical issue.
Is it in-state?
Or what it is, but at the end of the day, my kid's out a couple $1,000s.
Did he buy it in-state?
He bought it in-state, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we deal with this sort of thing all the time. Usually we're dealing with a used car dealer or a car dealer that sells used cars, and you know, they have an obligation to
they have a license you can pull,
right,
or something, right.
Right.
Private sellers are a little tougher, yeah.
But number one, if it's a DMV issue, we can help with that because we'll call over to DMV and try to figure it out.
Gotcha.
But if it's a private seller issue, we can still try to help. A phone call from us might make a difference.
Absolutely.
We need the phone drop.
Absolutely.
Or I'll have my deputies call.
Right. Oh, man, I will call. Oh, I'll knock on the door.
I'll prank call them.
Hello, this is Deputy Chass with the Attorney General's office.
Yeah.
I'm going, hey,
what am I a deputy of?
Open the door.
Over here.
All right, John, hold on. We're going to get your number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Deputies.
It's a drag.
Right.
Be careful buying cars from Florida, especially after a hurricane.
Yep.
Those cars go underwater.
Yep. Check the doors.
They clean them out, yep. But they're just never going to be right.
Ever.
What I would say also is be careful. These days, back in the old days, we used to rely on the classified ads, right, in newspaper or some classified booklet. Now I feel like with Facebook Marketplace, eBay, buying things secondhand or used is turbocharged, right? Everybody does it.
Yep.
So, but you got to just be careful. There's so many scams out there. People, there's the free piano scam.
That's so weird. I'm getting one today.
No, but
that's so weird.
You'd be surprised.
You mentioned that.
People are always looking for a piano, and because they're very expensive and they're free often on Facebook. Most of those are scams. They're trying to get some information from.
There's a lot of scams.
There's a lot of scams
on that Facebook marketplace.
And the other
marketplace
thing to keep in mind is if you pay using Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, be careful with that too, because people assume they're like banks or credit
cards.
What
should we use?
Well, you can use those payment apps, but it's more like cash.
Right.
Right. And so if you use a credit card or somehow a check from the bank, there's a big institution backing you up, right? If somebody frauds you.
Maybe stop it or whatever.
Maybe stop it or they'll go after them or something, right? But these payment apps, it's just like handing somebody $100.
Oh, wow.
So just be really careful who you're dealing with. Type in the right, person's ID or address on the app.
So you're not a robot. Yep, exactly.
Yep. It's really important.
It's Chaz and AJ, Problem Solvers. We are the deputies, and the Attorney General is here solving your problems. Mark the Goose Killer. I don't know if we should use that name for this segment.
Yeah, maybe just like Mark.
Hey, Mark.
But I do it legally, though.
That's good. Okay. That's good to know. He's writing your name down right now.
So I have an issue with a company. I went with a solar company last year.
Oh, he's shaking his head. He's cringing.
Sir, a lot of this?
Yeah, a lot of it. I have a couple of solar company investigations and lawsuits that are hot and heavy right now. It's
really?
Not great.
Do you get a free boat?
Great.
No.
Mark, we're going to grab your number. All right?
Yeah.
And we're going to pass it over to the Attorney General, and chances are that he's already looking into this company that you're having trouble with, so you get put on the list of people who get made whole, hopefully.
That would be ideal.
All right. Thank you, Mark. How do we find a good solar company?
Again, you got to do your diligence. A lot of people are looking at it. Liz and I have looked at it. And,
Liz is your other deputy.
Liz is my other. Well, no, right. Liz is my boss.
Yes. That's the sheriff.
Just so we're clear on
that's
this.
That's the sheriff.
Open radio line. Liz is the boss.
That's
Liz
the sheriff.
Is the boss.
Yes, that's the upper.
I want to go home tonight
and
not sleep.
Why is it still here?
No. So, you got to be really careful because two things. One, they make a lot of promises. And while the financial results of getting solar can be better than, paying for electricity the normal way from your utility, I've found that it's not so much better. It's not amazing, right? It's not like it's free.
Yeah.
And I think people go into this thinking, I'm going to get solar panels and everything's going to be free.
Right.
Like, I don't have to pay.
Okay, so are you saying that it's not the equipment failing, it's the pitch that these people hear?
So when
you sign your name, you think you're getting in for zero, then it turns out to be something else?
That's one part of it. But as part of the pitch, it's often a high-pressure pitch. Like, this is a limited-time offer. There are federal incentives or subsidies that are expiring. You got to sign right now. And people get pressured into signing something.
I got to hurry up,
And is there any of that, like, what do they call it, that period where you can change your mind? Is there any of that built into
a period for rescission? Not like there is.
Ruth is shaking her head a lot over there. Ruth, do you have experience with this?
She's bobblehead.
I've had people come to the door with the solar.
I tell them just to go away.
I don't answer the
door. Actually was involved in conversations with them. I was considering it, but it was very high pressure. And it was like, you don't have time to
think about it. Yeah.
You don't have time to think about it. Let's just get it in place now. Sign here. And I was like, nope. Sorry.
Nope.
No, you want a free piano.
Smart.
Yes.
You got to take your time with this. And then, we have huge installation problems. I bet that's what our last caller is calling about. when you do sign up, they come in. We had a lady who was retired who signed up for solar panels for like $90,000. She didn't have $90,000, and then when they installed it on her and they forged like information about her financial condition on her application to get it
to pad
the salesman
it.
To pad yeah. it to get it done.
Yeah,
and then they installed tons of panels on this little tiny house and did it poorly. And it's just it's a mess.
Oh,
that looks
man.
Horrible too. Yep.
All right, we're
suing that company.
Good, cool. Well, we have a bunch of phone numbers. People are on hold right now. We have lots of phone numbers to hand over to you, so you'll be busy today. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, on the show. Andre at Derby, what's your question for
hey,
Jimmy?
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing?
How come we can't get Billy Idol to play Connecticut?
You know what? I'm going to keep trying. He doesn't tour a lot, but when he does tour, he does very short stints. There's no doubt he should be playing Mohegan Sun, in my opinion, or... if summertime, the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, maybe. I don't know. Or Oakdale. I've been trying, and I will keep trying. Billy Idol should be coming back to Connecticut. I'm with
you
100%.
That's a great show.
You know,
that's a great show.
Foxwoods, but that was years ago. I was like, man, like 10 years ago, but that's the last he's been
he was
around here.
He like 3 years ago at Mohegan Sun.
Opening for Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
What a great double bill.
That was a great show, wasn't it?
But I'd love to see him solo rather than just like an hour set.
Yeah, and he can sell the tickets to do it, too. So hopefully we'll get it done. Sure. I'm with you.
Cool.
Thank you, Andre.
Thanks, Jimmy. See you.
This text into us. Slipknot.
Slipknot. Slipknot, as of now, is not... they're doing festivals, not tours. So doesn't fit on Sound of Sound, Slipknot. So we didn't put Slipknot on that festival.
Wow.
Avenged Sevenfold. That's from Rob in Durham.
Hopefully a winter date at Oakdale.
Cool.
Fish. Tony and Durham won.
That's the season, right? No.
Yes.
Fish will be next year in Connecticut.
Do we know which month and where they'll be? Or
your license?
July, and it looks likely to be Mohegan Sun.
Cool.
Wow, you're talking about next year already.
Damn.
We put a show on sale at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. It's in pre-sale now, and it goes on sale tomorrow. For next year.
Oh, what show is that?
And it's going to sell out tomorrow.
Really?
What show is that?
Niall Horan.
Huh. Okay.
Okay, don't play dumb. You know who he is. One Direction.
Right.
Playing a game with me. I know
that.
I was you know
trying not to be a fanboy.
I have a poster of him
Hang
in
on
my bedroom.
Okay, is that better? Wow.
Greg in New York wants to know about the Rolling Stones.
You know, they have summer touring plans. They were about to announce summer dates, and it is a mystery as to why they have not announced it. I don't want to take a guess. So hopefully they'll tour in the fall. But it's getting late to announce big stadium summer shows.
Right.
So I assume they are not going to play any stadiums this summer. Personally, I'd love to see them in an arena, not in a stadium, so... we'll see what happens.
When you say "see what happens,"
turning?
Is that code for like
we're working on it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. That was a dumb. I don't. We'll see what happens.
Oh,
It's a really. I don't see what. I don't know what's going on.
That's how I live my life.
Okay.
Sorry, my life actually.
Right. Just say AJ.
Brian and Milford. What's your question for Jimmy?
Yeah, it's. I want to know if Queens of the Stone Age is going to play the amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Yes.
Nice.
Will be announced next week.
Look at that.
Okay.
Wow. Good for you.
Instant service.
Thank
Look at
you,
that.
Brian.
Look at that.
You got some information. We didn't see this one coming.
I
Thank
had
you.
No idea.
What did I see that coming?
Right. Unanimous.
We're announcing it June 6th. We'll be announcing which date it will be on June 6th. Date is already set.
Eric at the van.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey, just got a question. So they just talked about Slipknot. I heard Corey Taylor was coming to the Oakdale, I believe, in September.
That is very true.
All right. And my other question is, what is the party platform at the Dome?
The party platform at the Dome is a raised piece of scaffolding, really, that you could stand on, and you get drinks, and you get a waitress service or waiter service, and you get treated extra special.
Nice.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds all like right. Corey Taylor at the Dome on the platform.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Chris, the firefighter, wanted to know about Zach Brown Band.
Not playing Connecticut this summer, major disappointment to me. Major disappointment to me. I worked my butt off to try to get him in.
But seems weird because we have such a great market or audience for country in Connecticut.
Always a huge turnout for him.
I feel like, exactly. I feel like he specifically has done very well.
Yeah.
Sells out.
Yes, he has. He has. And I tried to get actually the date was August 20th because playing August 19th up at Fenway. And they said, hey, you just got to take an hour and a half drive down. But they decided not to do the show.
Hey, why was it? Did they think it would interfere with tickets at Fenway?
At first they did. I proved to them it doesn't. Very few people go to Boston concerts because, we work with Ticketmaster, and I could tell where all the tickets are sold for Fenway. And, very, very few tickets get sold in Connecticut for Fenway concerts.
So Fenway, their show there, is that does that look like it's going to sell out?
Yes.
Okay. So they didn't need Connecticut.
Right. Damn it.
That's the story of my life, trying to convince bands and artists they need Connecticut.
Last week we were talking about the anniversary of the most famous Connecticut concert to never happen.
Yes.
It was Paul McCartney at Yale Bowl. Jimmy was working on this on behalf of Sir Paul, who wanted to close his tour out in Connecticut because his in-laws live in Connecticut.
Right.
Jimmy was working on a date, and then somebody, what was it, Jonathan Einhorn?
Yeah.
So spearheading the opposition to fight against this, and ultimately won. Show never happened. Tribe member called last week, said, hey, he was going to play Toads, too. And he sent me the Hartford Current article that Paul McCartney was going to play Toads, the night before Yale Bowl.
Yeah.
So we lost two great concerts.
Major shows.
In one. And then, we were talking about Jonathan Einhorn, not to be, malicious, but just to be like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Who says no to a Beatle?
Right. And Ruth has reached out to his office all week long. We thought, well, maybe he can come on. We just have a friendly conversation.
Yeah.
Nothing.
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 Left several messages.
Never.
No response.
No response. Mm-hmm. Not interested. See, that would be the polite thing to do.
Right.
Hey, man, I understand, but just not going to do
it. Under the bridge.
Just respond. Don't act like we're invisible.
Right. Did you say please?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
There you go.
Fine.
That's kind of a bummer. I was looking forward to that conversation.
Fine.
Yeah, well, we spoke to an attorney last week in the 9 o'clock hour. Said, I guess who I just ran into in court?
Yeah.
Jonathan Einhorn.
He was 7 minutes up the road from us. Yeah.
And he said, Jonathan said he's going to reach out.
Right.
So I guess not.
We'll be here.
We're here.
Yep.
Well, it is water under the bridge.
Yes.
And it would be nice to see 30 years later how he still felt about his feelings about stopping the show, but if he doesn't want to talk, he doesn't want to talk.
Yeah.
Get Paul McCartney on the phone. What the hell, dude?
That would have been something else.
Yeah.
Really something else.
Maybe.
But we'll get a guy from the band Rain who plays Paul McCartney on the phone.
Okay.
And pretend it's Paul McCartney.
Right.
All right. Let's go to the phone here. Rich from Norwalk.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, Jimmy, how about Eric Church?
Well, you know what? We've had Eric Church a number of times at Mohegan Sun. This summer he skipped Connecticut. I'll be seeing him up in Saratoga probably where we have him. But I am talking to his manager, and I think you'll see him at Mohegan Sun sometime in 2024.
Cool. Anything maybe America? I've seen them around, but I've never seen them locally.
You know what? It's very funny. I tried to get America to open up for the Beach Boys. If I brought the Beach Boys back this summer, I think it's a great package. But America's all their touring dates are done. They're doing a very short run this year. They're spending time with their families this year. They're not going to tour much this year, so hopefully it'll be next year.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
I'm dying to bring them in also.
That's a fun band you don't think about.
Yeah, great harmonies.
Mm.
When we had Lady Gaga at Mohegan Sun, Mohegan Sun had America in the Wolf Den.
Oh, really?
I went to the Wolf Den.
Oh, interesting.
And it was great.
Yeah,
it was great. Always been a big America fan.
From the text, Ted Nugent comes up every week, I think.
Yep.
No plans to come to Connecticut that I'm aware of at this point.
Damn.
I'd love to do it. I'm not even sure when he's touring.
Joe from Middletown wants to know about Bad Company.
Not touring this year.
Ugh. So no company.
Bad news.
Just bad.
Company's not coming.
That's good news.
Don't have to buy Entenmann's now.
Yeah. Don't have to. I probably still will, though.
No, I have to buy Sanka.
Guns N' Roses. Any chance of them extending the tour, adding dates?
No, actually, we're talking to Slash about playing Oakdale sometime in the fall.
Oh, boy. I can hear ladies heading that way already. I hear heels. There's a pilgrimage.
What? When do you think you'll know on that one?
Hopefully sometime the next month. Been working on it for a while. You know, he's on tour with Guns this summer. But I don't think they're going to do a fall run, so Slash is thinking of doing his own run.
Cool.
Yeah, which should be great.
The new music that he teased coming out, so I thought they'd be pretty busy.
Well, you know what? I can't speak to Guns N' Roses. I love the band. They're one of my favorites. It's always a very tenuous thing. Like, we have them up in Saratoga in August, and I'll go up there, and he gets on time now, Axel, so it's an easy show to run. I once said I would never bring him in on the show, and I got called by my boss and told, "You're not the boss anymore."
Oh, who is this, Axel?
That wasn't a good call.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. So I said, "Okay, I'll bring him in."
Well, at least we know they're listening.
Yes.
Yes, that's for sure. Right. No, it got online is what happened, and the manager saw it, called my boss in L.A. My boss is in Beverly Hills.
Oh.
And I get a call that my boss is on the phone. I go, I don't think he's calling me to tell me what a great job I'm doing. I'm
wondering
what
nope.
Just want to say hi.
Yeah, no, it's not a friendly thing. But so I got called out on that.
Oh.
A couple weeks ago, right at the end of your segment, somebody called and said, hey, can we do a segment with Jimmy where he talks about the interesting ways some of the artists have left the venues of his show? We were supposed to do that last week, but then Paul McCartney came up.
Right.
And we went off on that. Can you leave us with a couple of your favorites?
Well, the one that I always talk about, I always think about the most is back in the 70s when we had the Allman Brothers Band at the New Haven Coliseum. And one of the city police, who was a good friend, I won't say his name because he probably said something that he shouldn't have said, but he's still... I speak to him on Facebook. Everyone's first name is Frank. I'll leave it at that. And he gave us a tip that the state police are going to pull over the Allman Brothers bus when they leave the Coliseum to check for drugs.
Oh, to find some, too.
Yeah, so I went over to the band's manager, and I told him what I heard. And, of course, in the 70s, there were drugs on the bus. So I had my friend Howie, who was also one of our top security guys, who had a Volkswagen Bug. We unloaded the drugs from the bus into the Bug, and we told the Bug, we told Howie, get out of here right now and go to Long Wharf. And at that point, there was a Howard Johnson's at Long Wharf. And I said, just meet at the Howard Johnson's. The bus is going to pull out. They'll probably get pulled over by the state police. They'll find nothing. They'll continue on. They'll get on 95. They'll get off at exit 46 at Long Wharf. And how we meet them there and transfer everything back over to the bus.
Almost there.
It happened.
The drug bug.
It happened. Howie leaves with everything in him. Thank God he stopped because I thought he might go home and do everything, so I got a little nervous.
Yeah, and the other thing is, Howie is, that's one hell of an employee right there.
Yes, it is.
I trusted Howie.
That's the
extra mile. I'm still friends with Howie. I trusted Howie.
Trusted, but also he knew that if things went bad for him and he got caught, you would be there to get him out.
Right.
Yes. Yes, he's a childhood friend of mine, so I've known him that long. So the bus leaves the New Haven Coliseum. They get on the 34 connector, and guess what happens? The state police pull them over. They do a search. They find nothing. They let them go. They go one exit down to exit 46, pick everything up, and head back into the city.
Nice.
So everything worked out fine.
One exit.
Destroy the drug bug.
Wow.
Yeah, that was something I'll never, obviously, never forget. I'll never forget the Van Morrison exit from the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater
what last happened year.
There? Well, we're all watching the show, and Van does not like getting stuck in traffic.
Okay.
Even though his name is Van,
right?
Which is a little weird, but nonetheless, he leaves the stage. His band keeps playing. I'm watching him get into his car, and he drives out while the band's still playing on stage.
Into the Mystic.
I'm leaving now. Into the Mystic.
So the band stopped playing, and Van had already gotten onto 95 and headed off. He was staying at the Del Mar, I think, in Southport. So I think he went off to the Del Mar in Southport, and that's where he went.
His own traffic.
So no.
Yeah.
That's class right there. So no encore.
Wow.
That is impressive.
Wow.
It is impressive. He did what I normally do.
You got to respect the move. That's amazing.
I thought Keith was weird for leaving concerts early.
You see a car here.
But if the concert guy is doing it himself.
His name is on the marquee. Right. Like, hey, goodbye. Yeah,
here, band, play a song so I can get out of here.
There he goes. That's funny.
Wow.
And just one more quick follow-up back to the Allman Brothers. Was there enough drugs in that Allman Brothers truck to put them in jail?
Could put the whole Coliseum in jail.
Oh, okay. So that'd be yes.
Wowie.
That'd be yes.
Boy, that was a news story we didn't get thanks to that tip.
Yep. The drug bug.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That would have probably been their last time here.
Yep.
Oh, I imagine it would have. The mayor was a former police chief.
Oh.
Or they would have been here for a much longer time.
Or, we got that Allman's live from prison.
Yeah.
Oh, that mayor hated rock concerts.
Yeah, not good.
Mayor DeLito. I will never forget his name.
Yep.
He hated rock concerts.
Not good.
Not good.
Yep.
No, very bad.
So, all right, Jimmy, thank you for the story, and we'll talk to you next week.
Stump the Chumps.
On the phone to help us on his way to Mohegan Sun right now, King of the Nerds, yes. Mitch Halleck.
Yay.
Good morning.
Hey, I thought it was Superman trivia. You said Spider-Man. What's going on?
Did I say Spider-Man?
You did. Yeah.
Superman.
Okay,
Superman.
I know both.
Superman.
I'm
Superman.
Multilingual.
Superman.
Okay.
Superman. Superman.
We're just testing it. You passed.
Superman.
Superman. No Spider.
Superman.
Thank you.
Right. You passed.
Sharon in Guilford.
Hi there. What is the name of the cat Superman rescues from a tree?
In the movie Superman 1978 starring Christopher Reeve?
Yeah.
The name of the cat is Fluffy.
I want to say Mr. Tibbles.
Nope.
Name of the cat. Let me think. What kind of names do you give a cat?
Whiskers
is good. Get down from there right now.
Whiskers. All right, what's our official answer?
Whiskers.
Frisky. Oh.
What?
Whiskers is wrong. It's Frisky.
Frisky.
Frisky cat.
The cat was named Frisky?
Or was the lady named Frisky?
When
she saw Superman.
She was Frisky after she saw Superman.
She actually threw the cat into the tree. Hey!
All right,
she
Sharon.
She got slapped across the face for that, too.
You're in the running.
Yeah.
What happened, Mitch?
In the movie, she comes in and tells the mother that a man flew down and saved her cat from the tree. And the mother goes, "How many times have I told you about lying?" And she smacks her. You hear it on camera. Then, whoa.
Wow.
Back in the Superman. Thanks for getting a kid beat up.
Yeah, really. Nice job.
A jerk.
We're all mad.
Anthony in Brantford.
Good morning, folks. Hi. My question is who is Kal-El's mother?
Kal-El's mother.
Lara. Jor-El and Lara. They were his parents on Krypton. Very good. Good answer. Have a good day, guys and girls.
Thank you.
Yay.
The Chumps.
Superman trivia. Everyone who gets in the running, who stumps us in the running for Metallica tickets, Andre and Derby.
Okay, and the Fortress of Solitude, what's the name of the bottle city he has there?
Oh, that's...
That would be the...
Okay. Go ahead.
I know the answer. That would be the Battle of Kandor, K-A-N-D-O-R.
There you go.
Yep.
Thank you. James in East Windsor.
Morning, gang.
Hey.
Morning.
So, Superman 2, I'm in trouble because this guy's going to get it. But in the beginning, General Zod and his gang of baddies are trapped in this two-dimensional floating thing in space.
Yeah.
They're later back there. What is that called? What is that prison that called?
That would be the Phantom Zone.
Curses!
Curses!
I also okay. call we- my crotch area the Phantom Zone.
Stop. Didn't need to know that. Yeah. And there's baddies in there, too.
Exactly. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
I need a shower.
Kryptonite Twinkie.
Have a good.
Roy and Sandy Hook.
Hey, I got it's a two-part question. What year was Superman created, and who was it created by?
Marvel.
That's a hold on. That's a two-part question. Which one do you want to ask?
You can answer either one of them if you can.
Okay.
Okay, I can answer both of them.
All
that
right,
would be in 1938, and the creators were Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. Shuster was born on July 10th.
Nope, that's not who created it.
Action Comics.
Who created it? It was 1933, and two high school kids in Cleveland, Ohio, who created Superman. And 5 years later, they formatted it. In 1938, it took 5 years for them to format Superman into comic books.
Yeah, okay.
The people who created it were two high school kids in Cleveland, Ohio, in 1933.
This is like being the front of the bus, isn't it?
Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. Those are the two kids from Cleveland. And one of them's actually Canadian.
That's it. Knock his books down, Mitch.
And print in national periodicals in 1938.
That's it. Stop fighting.
Created in 33, though.
No, it's not.
You can look it up. 33 was the right answer.
I'm sorry. Superman is celebrating his 85th anniversary right now. 85 years ago from today, buddy, was 1938. Not 1933. That would be, that would be 90 years.
Bet your milk money. Bet your milk money.
I'm going to bet my milk money and the book fair money on this one. Let's go. In fact, call my buddy.
Jesus. Okay.
Roy, hold on. Yeah. Mitch, we're going to fact check Phil. Have you looked this up?
So if you go by created, 1933 would be correct while they were still in high school. Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster is the right answer for the duo that created the character.
All right. Correct. So, Roy, you said if we got either one of those correct. Goodbye, Roy.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, dude.
Your bus stops here.
Got a lot of other people asking questions.
I enjoyed that segment, though. Thank you, Roy.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.